The Denver Nuggets, heart of a champion, can't be killed. Down 2-0, tied up the series 2-2 on the back of Nikola Jokic. Sammy, I got two stats on you on Jokic. One real, one fake. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, I didn't know you got some stats on me.
Absolutely, bro. All right.
Stat number one. You didn't get the joke, but it's all good.
No, I didn't get the joke.
You said, I got some stats on you on Nikola Jokic. And I was like, you got stats on me?
Oh, okay. I got you now. All right, bro. Are you ready? Two stats. Stat number one. Only four players in the history of the NBA have won more MVPs than Nikola Jokic. Stat number two. No player in NBA history has won three straight MVPs. Which one's real? Which one's fake?
The real one's the first one.
That is correct. Only four players.
We've had some three-peats.
Yeah, we've had some three-peats, but no players in NBA history have, only four players in NBA history have won more MVP awards than the Joker.
Yeah, it's, I mean, LeBron, who has four, Jordan, Bird.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second because this is where we're going today with our quiz, Sammy. That's so. Fair.
I'm ready, obviously.
All right, then let's jump right into the quiz. Sammy, there's only been... there's only been nine players to win three or more MVPs in NBA history. Can you name them?
Three or more. Okay. So not just more than Jokic. Three or more. Nine?
Nine.
Okay. Three or more. Okay. Let's go with... LeBron James.
That's, of course, yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Correct.
Jokic.
Jokic is one of them.
Bird.
Bird. He's the one who won three MVPs in a row, by the way.
Yeah, Magic.
Magic is one of them.
Okay, so I have four left. Was Wilt?
Wilt is one. Good job.
Kareem.
Bro, you're on fire. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So two left.
You got two left there. One left, right? I think you said them all. Yeah, you said them all. Kareem, Jordan, LeBron. Oh, no, two left. You're right. Two left.
Yeah, it's two left. Okay, this is where it gets a little tricky because in our generation, Curry has two, I believe.
Curry does have two MVPs.
We had a lot. This generation was weird. It was a lot of, like, Shaq had one. This guy had one. This guy had one. They're older players?
Yes, both are older players.
Did Bill Russell have three or more?
Bill Russell is one of them. Okay. He had three MVP awards.
One left. I'm actually 8 for 8. I made it clear that Steph Curry had two.
Well, here, I'm going to give you, in my opinion, outside of Jokic now, the most underrated player in NBA history.
Did Hakeem Olajuwon have
three? No, he has two.
Okay, so that's not your most underrated player. That
never
didn't
gets
help me.
Never gets talked about enough.
But what you just said didn't help my guess because I feel like that would have been your most underrated player. Wow, why? Jerry West?
No. I'll give you another hint. I played with Hakeem for a little bit, I think.
Clyde Drexler?
No. I think he played with Hakeem. I might be wrong, but I think he played one season with Hakeem.
So we're talking like 80s and 90s.
Yes, 80s more.
Big man.
Big man.
Wow, I was 8 for 8 and then just like something.
Yeah, this one's hard.
This one's the hardest. Well, give me like a hint, like a letter. Just a letter.
M.
M is his first name.
And last.
Michael?
There's no Michael.
M&M. What's his first name? Let me see if I can even get it.
Moses.
Oh, Moses Malone. Yeah.
Moses Malone.
I didn't know he had three, but he is very underrated. Yeah, Malone had three MVPs?
He had three MVPs. He won two NBA championships, two NBA finals MVPs. And I feel like no one ever talks about how good Moses Malone was.
You know, I think, like, at the end of the day, I mean, like, obviously I know who Moses Malone is, but I just would not have thought three MVPs. Like, I'm looking at it now. It's like the reason you said he's one of the most underrated ever, right?
Yeah.
His numbers don't like explode off a screen, right? But for 1978 and 1979, okay, like his first MVP, 17.6 points, 10.5 rebounds, and one assist. So he's averaging like 17 and 10, which like in this NBA, like Aaron Gordon averages that sometimes. But
right.
He was also all NBA or all defense team two. And during that time, I mean, like he consistently was like a 17 and 10, 14 and 8. But like George, his two of his other two MVPs, he averaged 14 and 7 and 15 and 9. Not like the craziest numbers.
That is a little weird. Like that's actually weird to be an MVP with those numbers.
It's odd, yeah. It's just odd. That's what, I'm not shitting on it. He is one of the most underrated players ever. But I don't know. 14 and 8 to win an MVP. It's just odd.
Yeah, I don't know who averaged 14 and 8 this year. Probably Kelly Oubre. Your NBA yeah. NBA MVP Kelly Oubre. All right, Sammy. Yeah, that's very interesting. I guess I would say off this list, though, before I get to my opinion, like Kareem, Jordan, LeBron, Russell, Bird, Wilt, Magic, like those like felt like the three-time MVPs, right? I mean, you have Malone and Jokic, and I'm not saying Jokic isn't an all-time great, but it felt like with one NBA championship, he hasn't like got there yet, right? I think he's going to. But him and Moses feel like the two on that list that are like that don't belong right now.
Well, I guess it would... Yes and no, because when LeBron won his first two MVPs, even maybe even three, he was not an NBA champion.
That's also true.
So, like, that's just kind of how it works. And you have to remember, the award's given out before the end of the season. If he wins this year and he's a two-time champ with the three-time MVP,
then it all feels of a sudden like it makes... Yeah, then it changes. Yeah. It feels...
He
makes
starts
sense.
To fit in right away. So then it's like, huh, we'll see.
Absolutely. You know? All right. So my opinion today is pretty simple, Sammy. I think Shaq fueled this comeback for the Timberwolves by telling Jokic, "Well, I don't think you're the MVP." Like, I mean, I'm not saying he fueled the comeback, but it lit a fire under their ass. I think he heard that. He's like, "Fuck you." The team probably went in there and like, "I can't believe Shaq said that to you. Let's go fucking kill the Timberwolves the next two games."
I don't think they say that because every time you ask reporters, there's very like everyone knows this. Interview Jokic, do you talk to the team? No. Do you like hype them up before games? No, I don't need to say anything.
Yeah,
like they don't care about that shit. I think the one different thing about this Denver team that's not like any team we've seen in a long time is I don't know if there's even a word spoken about that. I think Denver probably lost the first two games and they just said, let's play good basketball and try to win the next two. And
it's all that's also possible, yeah, but it's also possible the locker room was pissed off about it. Maybe Jokic didn't say shit because he never says anything, but I don't know. I just feel like it's interesting.
I don't know if Jamal Murray's sitting there be like, fucking Shaq doesn't want Jokic to win the MVP. I mean, I know they're teammates, but like at the end of the day, it's not talked about you. At the end of the day, like, I just feel like players do not care as much as we think they do about things like that, especially. We're not talking like LeBron here who like takes a lot of quotes and shit. We're not talking about Russell Westbrook. We're talking about the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic. I just think regardless, if Shaq never told them, oh, I think Shea should win MVP, you know what Jokic was going to do? He was going to come into Minnesota, and after having a couple games of Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, he probably figured out, all right, now it's time. I can mess these dudes up. Because he's just weird like that.
Yeah, I think differently. I think that as a human being, when you hear something like that, even if you don't say anything, it fuels you. That's just how I feel, but that's totally fair.
I mean, his numbers are still... Game one, he had 32, 9, and 8. Game two, he had 16 and 16 and 8. And then he had just kind of the same numbers, 24, 9, and 14, 35, 7, and 7. He played the same basketball, essentially, in all those games.
Maybe he didn't fuel him, but I feel like it did, and he's just whatever. He's been playing amazing basketball anyway, and it shows that he's the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, then because yeah, the reason I just saying like it's at the end of the day, if they lose one of those games, all of a sudden what didn't fuel them? Like maybe I think the real way to look at these type of things is. Yes, he probably knows somebody said that. He's probably like, that was a stupid comment, Shaq, like, in his head. But, like, if a guy loses a game, but now, if they lost yesterday, now it didn't fuel the comeback. Like, so at the end of the day, I think Jokic is the most unique basketball mind we've ever seen, right? Because at the end of the day, have we ever seen a guy that's this good that – feels like it's kind of a joke when people say he doesn't care because like he just comes across as he doesn't care, but he obviously does a little bit, yeah, right?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, but he doesn't care as much as some people do. He doesn't care about his image as much as LeBron does. He doesn't care.
I definitely don't think he cares about his image. Yeah, I don't think he cares about his image at all.
Like, yeah, zero.
You're right. Yeah,
he doesn't all care right. about like. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. But does it matter? Like, is that kind of like, okay, in a weird way, not caring about your image? Isn't that kind of like, in a weird way, caring about not caring about your image? You know what I mean? Like, that's like his nonchalant thing is like, I'm just nonchalant. And I know it's like, that is his image, if that makes sense. Like, in a backwards way.
Yeah, but he doesn't
way.
Care.
Yeah. Sure.
He is the modern day like Tim Duncan. They don't care. Tim Duncan proved it. After his career, what did Tim Duncan do? He opened like a body shop and he like, coached for a little bit here and there when he felt like it, and then like just doesn't show up sometimes. Like,
absolutely.
And he's not around. Jokic is going to do the same thing, but probably not in the United States. And he'll be around once in a while. He might take a couple trips to Denver every couple years and sit courtside and talk to the team and like, good to see you guys. Jersey
have
retirement,
a little standing ovation.
Yeah, 10-year reunions. He doesn't want a standing ovation. I mean, he'll be there.
No, he doesn't want it.
Reunions.
I'm just saying he's going to get a standing ovation. That's all. I mean, but no, he doesn't want one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying when he's going to come. 10-year reunion, 5-year reunion of that championship, jersey retirement, all this stuff. And at the end of the day, he's going to be like Tim Duncan. And I think that is his image, but he really doesn't care. Like, it's not like he's not doing the LeBron stuff, like trying to be very specific on what he says at a certain interview or like out somebody at a certain time. That's what makes Jokic so unique. And at the end of the day, that was my whole point of my take here today was he is the most unique guy we've seen probably since Tim Duncan, but like in even more unique way because the game is even unique, right? Like,
right.
We're talking about not just uniqueness in terms of personality like a Tim Duncan where they just want to show up to work, get their job done, and win a basketball game. But the game is also just like something we've never seen before from a big man. Like maybe that we've seen pieces, but like he's put together the ultimate big man guard combo with weird moves while being in shape, but sometimes looks like you're kind of out of shape. It's just, we haven't seen it before.
No, that's totally fair. And he, man, just love watching him play. I mean, there's so many, like I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast last night and he said that after like their game, this game two was over, he was getting texts from like NBA insiders and like media members like, oh yeah, so you're still like Jokic guy, huh? Your Jokic guy's not that good. Like, it's like, what are these people fucking talking about? Like, he said it was like respected NBA insiders were texting him, telling him that like, oh, your boy Jokic isn't as good as you thought, huh? Like, it's just, I think it's hilarious.
I mean, if anyone reacts to two games in a series like that, they're just probably either too emotional or not very smart.
I know.
Because
totally.
At the end of the day, we've seen fucking a guy like LeBron James get swept. Doesn't mean LeBron's not the guy anymore, right? Or we've seen Steph Curry miss the playoffs here. Like, imagine me text you like, your guy Steph Curry, huh? You thought he was an all-time great, didn't you? Like, yeah. I did.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, he still is. He just happened to be, but yeah, had a bad game or two. No, I know. I'm just saying, I think it's hilarious how the media reacts to some certain things, especially for guys who, let's be fair, is from Serbia and not American and white. They don't like, plain and simple.
And I said this the other day, the NBA, obviously, it's harder to market Jokic, and not in a bad way, but because he comes across...
And it's not because he's white, by the way.
No, it's because he comes across as he doesn't care. And
yep.
there is parts of him that doesn't care. He cares about the game, right? Mm-hmm. But with the NBA needs for their face of the league, this it's the same thing about baseball, Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. If you're a baseball person, if you're a NFL guy, like you see, like Tom Brady was a white dude as the face of the league. That's fine. But he also liked, he was dating a supermodel. He liked doing commercials and businesses and different things. Jokic genuinely wants to play basketball and spend time with his family.
Yep. And hey, can't fault a guy for that.
Yeah, actually, no, but I'm just saying, marketing wise,
I know
the NBA likes guys that want to go on podcasts and release a new line of this and this. Like, that's just, but that's why some people would be anti Jokic.
Yeah,
as the face,
but which is interesting, right? Because if, like, as basketball fans in general, right? I mean, is that kind of what you want? Like, I know this is kind of like going a little deeper here, but isn't that, don't you want a guy, like, if you're a huge basketball fan, right? And you love the game of basketball, wouldn't you want to just have a guy who's a hooper who likes to hang out with his family? Like, wouldn't that be like your actual ultimate, like, that is a hooper?
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Facebook.
Right, brand. Right. I know, but a lot of people don't like him. But like, actually, like, if you think about it, real hoopers should like Jokic because all he is about basketball and nothing outside of basketball. They're in family as real hoopers.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, I don't know a single human that doesn't like Jokic, like on a personal level. Like,
me either.
I actually don't. So like, that's a made up theory. That's just like the whole NBA circles things and like the bullshit you hear on TV. That those things aren't real. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, do you have a single friend that's like, I hate watching Jokic or I hate him?
I mean, I had like our friend Jordan. He hated. He's like, I hate watching Jokic. And I was like, dude, just actually watch the game. And then he texts me like, yeah, Jokic is sick.
Correct. So once again, anybody that actually watches basketball, does anyone dislike Jokic?
No.
So that's just, it's a made up theory. We're just talking about the branding of basketball.
Right.
No, for a brand, for the NBA, they don't want the Mike Trout of basketball where he doesn't want to do commercials or do things. Absolutely. Jokic is starting to open up to it. But at the end of the day, the point is that the leagues want somebody that actually causes a little bit of controversy. And he doesn't do it because he's just about his job, which I like about him because I like basketball.
That's so fair.
Yeah, I don't care about branding.
Very, very fair.
Yeah, God bless Jokic, bro. They're going to find a way to win the series.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this is the Hoops on Tap, part of the Sports on Tap Network. You can find all our links in the description below, including Sammy's personal channel, my personal channel, and our football channel, along with our Seattle brand. Make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast. My name is George on Tap, the older brother. With me, as always, is my little brother, Sammy. Thank you for watching. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by. Peace.
Peace.